I'm Dan Schwartzman with your NBC Sports Audio Update. The Golden State Warriors look to wrap up the Western Conference Finals tonight as they host the Dallas Mavericks at Chase Center in San Francisco, leading the series 3-1. Dallas, though, is coming off a 119-109 home win in Game 4. Two games on the NHL playoff schedule tonight as the Carolina Hurricanes are hosting the New York Rangers in Game 5 in the East, with the series tied at 2 apiece. In the West, the Oilers look to move on to the Western Conference Finals as Edmonton is at the Calgary Flames, holding a 3-1 series lead. Full slate of games on the Major League Baseball schedule today, with 4 matchups featuring both teams with 500 or better records, as the New York Yankees open up a 4-game series at the Tampa Bay Rays, the St. Louis Cardinals welcome in the Milwaukee Brewers, the Toronto Blue Jays are on the road at the Los Angeles Angels, while the Arizona Diamondbacks are hosting the LA Dodgers. The New York Yankees placing outfielder Giancarlo Stanton on the 10-day injured list with a right calf strain. So far this season, the slugger has hit 11 home runs and has driven in 35 runs. Meanwhile, the Colorado Rockies have placed outfielder Chris Bryant on the 10-day injured list with a lower back strain. On the year, Bryant is hitting .278 with no home runs and 4 RBIs in 74 plate appearances. Elsewhere, the Minnesota Twins placing rookie pitcher Joe Ryan on the COVID-19 injured list. The 25-year-old is 5-2 with a 2.28 ERA so far this year. Just 1 game on the schedule in the WNBA, as the 5-2 Dallas Wings are on the road at the 4-2 Connecticut Sun. The Wings are in the midst of a 3-game winning streak, while the Suns had their 4-game winning streak snapped by Dallas on Tuesday. Bahrain domiciled asset management firm InvestCorp has ended talks with Elliott regarding a potential deal to buy Serie A champions AC Milan. InvestCorp was in exclusive negotiations to buy the club as late as last month before talks broke down. U.S. investment firm Redbird is expected to step in and try to buy the club from Elliott next. Another upset occurs in the women's draw at the French Open, as 8-seeded Karolina Pliskova loses in straight sets to Leolia Zhanjian in the second round. Meanwhile, 3rd-seed Paula Badosa and 11-seeded Jessica Pegula need 3 sets to advance to the third round, while 22nd-ranked Madison Keys moves on in straight sets. In the men's draw, top-seeded Novak Djokovic has no problems advancing to round 3 in straight sets, as does 8th-seeded Casper Ruud and 12th-seeded Hubert Hurkacz. With your NBC Sports Audio Update, I'm Dan Schwartzman.